Susanna smiled and reached out to pat his knee. Don't look like that, sugar. It's not your fault that you spent God knows how long caged up like Hansel and Gretel in the witch's house. I'm sure I have such a thing, Bill said, and a battery-powered version for Susanna. What I don't have, I can make. It would take an hour or two at most. Roland was calculating. If we leave here with 5 hours of daylight ahead of us, we might be able to make 12 wheels by sunset. What Susanna would call 9 or 10 miles. Another 5 days at that rather leisurely speed would bring us to the tower I've spent my life searching for. I'd come to it around sunset if possible, for that's when I've always seen it in my dreams. Susanna? And the voice inside, that deep voice, whispered, 4 nights. 4 nights to dream. That should be enough. Maybe more than enough. Of course, Ka would have to intervene. If they had indeed outrun its influence, that couldn't happen. But Susanna now thought Ka reached everywhere, even to the Dark Tower. Was perhaps embodied by the Dark Tower. That's fine, she told him in a faint voice. Patrick? Roland asked. What do you say? Patrick shrugged and flipped a hand in their direction, hardly looking up from his pad. Whatever they wanted, that gesture said. Susanna guessed that Patrick understood little about the Dark Tower and cared less. And why would he care? He was free of the monster, and his belly was full. Those things were enough for him. He had lost his tongue, but he could sketch to his heart's content. She was sure that to Patrick that seemed like more than an even trade. And yet, he's not meant to go either.